That was wonderful. Well, you know, that was sounded like a wonderful high school experience going back before the ARIA. What'd you do after that?
Well, I have to be honest with you, and I'll be honest with the listeners. I was a little intimidated when I was coming out of high school. I wanted to pursue singing, but I was just so afraid of that world because it is an intimidating world. I mean, you have to know so many languages. You have to sing so well. It is always so criticized. And even though there are great communities, like I said earlier, that are very supportive, you know, sometimes, especially in the world of opera, things can get very critical.
Well, can I interrupt and also say that women, young women singers, mature so much earlier than we men do.
It's true.
Then they can be miles ahead of us as career-wise, and we're just finding, I shouldn't say we, I'm not a singer anymore, but you are still just finding things.
Yeah, in fact, I think had I had gone to school for singing at that point, I don't think any of this really would have happened. I mean, there's no way to say it, of course, but, you know, I was singing baritone at the time. I would have auditioned as a baritone. Who knows if anyone would have picked me up as a tenor. So I'm very positive that every choice I've made so far has been the right choice. But to go back to that choice, after high school, I wanted to go to college, and I knew that I wanted to pursue music. And at that time, I really wasn't playing in an orchestra. I wasn't playing classical music. So this is actually another kind of interesting story that an experience I had is that I went online to all of the big schools in New York. I knew Juilliard, Manhattan School of Music, Manus, Ithaca, Purchase College, all of these schools in the Northeast that would be close to home and that would give me a good education. And I said, let me see what the requirements are. So I went on and I said, well, I know that if I want to be a good musician, I should learn how to play classical music because I need to learn technique and I need to learn style. And if I can do that, I'm sure I could do anything. And so I learned. I picked up classical pieces like a Capuzzi concerto, like a classical concerto for bass. And I'd never played any of this music before. I mean, I only knew classical music because I'd listened to it. I was never played an orchestra, never played any solo music. I just plucked the bass and slapped it, you know, all day.
And marching band didn't prepare you either.
Right? Well, you know, not in the clarinet. I guess a walking bass line, but that's a bad joke. So. But so I learned these classical pieces, and I auditioned everywhere. I auditioned for jazz programs, for classical programs, like I said, Manhattan School of Music, Purchase College, everywhere in the Northeast. And sadly, I did not get in anywhere, which is not a surprise because my competition were people who had been in orchestra for at least 4 years. I mean, some violinists start when they're 3 years old. Yeah. So I had a really interesting interaction with the panel who was listening to me at Manhattan School of Music, and I guess I look back today, and they were kind of being snarky, but they said, "Why are you doing this?" And I took that opportunity to say, "I love music. I love music, and I will pursue this at all costs. And I want to be a bass player. I want to be a musician. So if I'm here or somewhere else, I will do it." And apparently, that caught the ear of Mr. Timothy Cobb, who is the principal double bassist of the Metropolitan Opera. And when he heard me, because he's also faculty at Purchase College, when he heard me at Purchase, he said, "This would be a great school for you to go to. I would love to have you as a student. I remember what you said at Manhattan School of Music."
I'll be darned.
And that was my introduction, really, and my gateway to all of this. And so I have Timothy Cobb to thank for my exposure.
Recognizing the potential there.
Yeah, and so I started as a bass player there, and because of his affiliation as the bass player at the Met, the principal bass player at the Met, I got to go to operas almost weekly. I mean, he would give me tickets and complimentary tickets all the time. So he knew that opera was in me. Yeah. He knew that I loved the medium, and he knew that if it wasn't for his encouragement, and I mean, that was the only school that I got into, so if it wasn't for him,
it's also a very fine music school, and as you say, close to home.
Yeah, indeed it is. I was only 30 minutes away from home, and I actually, if you ever get a chance to hear an opera by Lee Hoiby, it's The Tempest, Purchase College is the only available recording of that opera. And so I'm actually as the bass player on that recording. And nowadays I'm singing...
I'll go back and listen to it again.
Yeah, nowadays I'm singing an aria from the opera. So I actually have a cool perspective on it.
That's great. Thanks so much, Joe. It's been such a great pleasure to have this conversation with you. I really mean it.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And I'd like just to thank everyone who's been a part of making this happen, the radio station and yourself and the people at the School of Music and the entire Athens community and everyone, because this is such a treat for me. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, but I appreciate the attention. I appreciate the conversation and the time.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure, believe me. Well, folks, you've been listening to Hodgson Center Stage, a periodic program taking you inside the University of Georgia's Hugh Hodson School of Music. Again, I invite you to visit the school's website at music.uga.edu. Go to the bottom of the page and click on mailing list so you can keep up with all of our various activities. This program is a co-production of the Hugh Hodson School of Music, a department of the Franklin College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Georgia, and WUGA-FM. It comes to you from the studios of WUGA and is produced and edited by Ellie Ellis. I'm your host, Alan Kroll, and I'm wishing you good listening.